You are listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis, the one and only podcast that discusses modern plastic surgery and leaves you looking great and feeling better.
People tend to change what they eat for different reasons, but have you ever heard of a good skin diet? Researchers have found fitting certain foods into your daily routine can help fix your face, especially when it comes to wrinkles. Plastic surgeon Dr. Stephen Davis agrees and also adds, it's not just what you eat, but also what you should avoid. Good morning. Thanks so much.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. You're going to start with the age advancers, the things that you think sometimes add a little age to our skin.
Absolutely. Because, you know, we're putting stuff on our skin every single day to make us look younger and look better. And if you're doing things internally by eating certain foods that are kind of going against that, it's a bad idea.
Right.
So some of the things that we know right off the bat, processed meats have things in it like sulfites that are actually breaking down our own collagen. Fatty kinds of foods like heavy starches do the same thing.
Okay.
But one of the other things that most people really don't think about when they're thinking about like sodas, and if you're drinking real sugary sodas, you go, oh, that can't be good, right?
Yeah.
But if you're even drinking diet-type Cokes and sodas and things like that, that's also bad for you because it's destroying a lot of the things that we're doing inside. One of the big things that we're doing as plastic surgeons is we're using our own body and your own body's materials. So we can take your blood, spin it down, and re-inject it into your face, put it into your hair so that your hair starts growing.
Oh, so if your blood's full of sugar and bad things,
it's not going to work as well.
It doesn't work.
We can take our own body fat and like transfer it from places where you don't want it to be and put it in places like your
butt. That you do want it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But if that fat isn't healthy, it's not going to work as well either. So that's when we start thinking about what kinds of foods can we actually do and put almost like an internal protection against things like sun damage and pollution.
And we're talking men and women, right?
Absolutely.
Right. I know a lot of times people think skin, we just think women, but it's men and women. We all have skin.
And again, when we're thinking about skin, I think as a plastic surgeon, we think about skin all the time, about wrinkles and things, but it also is like a little window to what you're doing to your organs inside.
Gotcha.
Because things that actually make your collagen and your cells stronger are actually working to make your liver and your heart and other things inside better.
I like
that. So one of the things that we love are good fats.
Okay.
Things like avocados are wonderful fats.
Okay.
They have great sources of vitamin A. And people that have problems with their skin, if you have like a lot of acne problems or prone to being acne prone, you can use this and it actually regulates your sebum production, like your oil production.
That's good to know.
Things like tomatoes, another wonderful source of almost like an internal way of wearing sunscreen. You know how every plastic surgeon, dermatologist will tell you, got to put a lot of sunscreen on because of the UVA, UVB rays?
Right.
Well, just think if you could actually eat something that was almost like a scavenger inside your body.
That's working from the inside out.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's the idea
Good
behind
to know.
This. Same thing with carrots and things like beta carotenes. Mm-hmm. Those things also are like absorbing all those bad UVA and UVB rays that are coming into your body. They're working in your body to kind of like scavenge hunt.
And we also know protein's always good.
Proteins are probably the building blocks of our skin. Two big things in our skin are collagen and elastin. Both of those things are proteins. So the more protein that you can actually furnish to your body, you're actually building better structure so that you look younger.
And Dr. Davis, let me make sure I understand this. The more we age, the collagen starts to break down, right? So you need more protein to kind of help build that back up.
Exactly. And the reason why it's breaking down is because our cells are being like attacked all the time by things like bad foods, like sun damage and things like that. So if we can actually protect our cells and make the cells turn over quicker into a healthier thing, we're doing a great idea.
I love this. Dr. Stephen Davis over in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
I love this. Eat your way to good skin, guys. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Keep listening, looking great, and feeling better.